This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Have you noticed that your once beloved exercise bike has transformed into an expensive clothes rack? If so, you're not alone. Every year, millions of us make fitness resolutions only to watch them fizzle out within months. But why does this happen? And more importantly, how can we break the cycle? Joining us now is Sweehoon Chua, Professor of Behavioural Economics at the University of Tasmania, to find out why we struggle with fitness goals and how we can reclaim our spin bikes. Sweehoon, welcome to Drive.
Hello, welcome. Thank you. Thanks very much.
Now, we all start the year with good intentions. Why do so many of us abandon our fitness resolutions so quickly?
Well, we are human. That's the short answer. We, and as humans, we have this bias we call present bias. And this means that we want to have lots of fun now, so we want all the benefits now. Oh. We don't like to expend any effort in the moment. And we prefer things like, you know, lazing around, eating chocolate, you know, where you get the benefits now rather than activities which are what I call costly, where you have to expend lots of effort now, for example, exercising. So we prefer to have fun now and wait for the future to, you know, where all the not so nice things happen rather than the other way around.
I have to admit an exercise bike, I mean, if you're in, or a spin bike, it's okay if you're in a class and you're getting into it, the music's playing, what have you, but I have to admit, I find a stationary bike in the lounge room really unmotivating. Like, it's the last thing I want to do is hop on it. I wonder, is there something about that piece of equipment itself?
No, well, the thing is, it sits there, it doesn't look very attractive. It becomes literally part of your furniture. Mm. So you don't even notice it there anymore after the novelty wears off. So, like, it's literally part of the furniture. And it also, represents effort. And you know that you should be going on it, but, it's just, you know, just too hard. In the morning you say, look, when I come home at 5, I go on it. When you get home at 5 and you're tired and your wheel, you have had a hard day, you're tired, your wheel is weak, you're weak-willed, and, you know, you just don't do it because it's just too hard.
And the scenery doesn't change. I always thought I should have had a generator on it or something so that at least I'm generating electricity or something. I don't know, but something to give me some motivation. I want to talk about, I suppose, the behaviour side of this.
Yes.
Because... and we know exercise is good for us. Why is it? I mean, what's happened? Why are we wired to avoid unnecessary exertion if it's good for us to do some?
Yeah, it's, we know it's good for us. And as humans, obviously, we always want to improve ourselves, which is why we, buy the bike in the first place. It's always good intentions, like you said earlier. But if you believe in evolution, it's basically, if you think back to our ancestors, you know, all those years ago, they don't, regularly get meals. And so as a result of which, if they, can loaf about and do nothing, whenever the opportunity arose, because they had limited food, they took the opportunity to do that. So to conserve energy for the next, you know, if fight or where they have to grand battle dinosaurs or catch their food. And so we are wired like that. So whenever we, you know, have the opportunity to just roll, we do. it's actually hardwired, like you said. It's in the brains.
When we have our resolution, I'm thinking my resolution, I was going to ride my bike to work every day. And I did it most days. And then, you know, we had a couple of 40-degree days and I thought, oh, my goodness, I don't think I can. Yeah. And which is fine. I mean, there's a logical reason. It's not that I couldn't be bothered. There was a reason I didn't want to ride. And I felt guilty afterwards. I thought, oh, my goodness, I've told everyone this is my New Year's resolution. Why is it – is there a better way to think about these – should we call them setbacks or these changes to our resolutions?
Well, they are setbacks, and basically it's just like the habit formation. So you might not know this, Warren, but you're actually looking for an excuse not to go in your body. You think you are.
Yeah, I am. It's too hot.
Yes. It was just too hot, or it's raining, or I'm tired, I didn't eat enough food last night. So we are, as humans, we are always looking for an excuse. And so you know future Warren is going to look for the excuse, right? So present Warren,
I'm checking the weather now,
is going to have to preempt that. Yeah. And so there are things that you can do. For instance, if you have a mate at work, and you can say to your mate, look, why don't we cycle into work together? Oh. And he's going to turn up at your door and say, look, I'm ready, let's go. And there's no, and you can't get out of it, right? He's there.
No.
You have to cycle with him. So it's one way of doing it. Like, it's a pre-commitment, if you want, to get yourself on the bike. Because you can't let him down. Let yourself down, but you can't let your friend down.
What about, I suppose, willpower? What role does that play in sticking to an exercise routine?
Yeah, that is, willpower is one of the strongest motivation that we have, self-control, willpower. The problem is that our willpower depletes, you know, as we get more tired. But there are ways that you can actually encourage yourself. But if you bundle the exercise with things that you care about or things that you value. So, for instance, like you said, you know, if you value a friendship, then you can actually cycle with friends. If you like a particular TV show, you can say to yourself, right, I'm not going to watch that TV show unless I'm cycling, so I'm doing it. So the willpower can be trained. I mean, it is like a muscle. It depletes if you're tired, but you can sort of train it to, you know, work up again.
Let's get back to the exercise bikes, the spinning bikes themselves. If we got those and we're not using them as such, I mean, anything, we've spent money on it already, haven't we? Like it's there. The money's gone. The cost is sunk. So that's happened. Can we use that somehow to also motivate? Well, I might as well use it because it's spent.
Yes.
It's not going to come back.
Spent.
If I sell it on Facebook, I'm going to get $10 for it, and I paid $300 or something.
Yeah, you can. You can pay. If so the thing is, right, it's very hard to reason with yourself, right? So if you were going to reason with yourself anyway, you're going to say, look, you know, I need to go on the bike because it's good for me. You can reason with yourself and say, look, you know, I've already paid for the bike, and I should go on it because otherwise, it's going to be a waste of money. So if you're able to reason with yourself, then saying that it is sunk cost is actually a good, way of, motivating you because, you know, you spend the money. Like I said, if you go to the gym and you can cancel membership to gyms, but this one, the money's already sunk. So it's a way of, encouraging yourself. There are different ways of talking yourself into it. You can say, look, it's sunk cost. It's good for me. I can't watch television unless I go on the bike or various ways of doing it, depending on which works best for a person.
Is the willpower the strongest of all, though? Like that, no way, I'm going to do this and push through it? Is that the strongest of all?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh.
No, it's not. I think one of the things about, we are disciplined, and compared to animals, we as humans can exercise discipline. But I think sometimes the flesh is weak, and willpower is very hard to call upon when the flesh is weak. And so, like I said, you need to find some other ways of motivating yourself rather than just pure willpower. Some people, yes, there's some people who are very, very disciplined. But for most of us, it's basically, like I said, tying it to something that we value.
That's the secret to it. You know what? I reckon, if you're in the market for a spin bike or an exercise bike or probably any exercise equipment, buy it secondhand because there's so many for sale. I reckon that's the smart thing to do. And then at least
I tend to agree, Warren, except that, you know, we like shiny new things. And if you can't get motivated with a shiny new bike, secondhand bike's probably not going to do it for you. But
remember all those ab rollers? They ended up on people's nature strips?
Yeah. You could go and get one of those.
Yeah, get one of those. Cheaper. Sweehoon, thank you so much for chatting with us on Drive today. I've closed the weather app. I'm going to ride tomorrow. Thank you so much. That was Professor Sweehoon Chua from the University of Tasmania with some tips on how we can make our fitness goals stick. Maybe it's time to dust off that spin bike.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.